This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guys, welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host Louis, aka the Bad Espera,
and Yoatsi,
and we have our special guest Addy.
He's like, I want to leave.
You guys, we were kind of scared to ask Addy.
I know, the way we asked her yesterday.
They asked me and they were like, Addy.
We made it all serious.
I know. Yeah. They were like, we have to ask you something. And I was like, are y'all kicking me out of y'all's fan group? And they were like, and Louis didn't want to say it. And I was like, I scared.
Know. He all made me. So he's like, you tell him.
I was like, I don't know why I was so nervous, but we were like, you tell him. No, you tell him. And then we were like, can you be on our podcast?
He was like, that's it.
I know. We all thought it was going to be something more serious.
I know.
But we're so happy that you're here, Addy.
I'm so excited.
Addy is like our first friend to be on our podcast.
Yes.
And I think me and Yoatsi kind of felt like that pressure of like, let's just wait till things are a little bit more like
more put perfect. Together
to bring our guests.
So no, like, low key too. I was like, when am I going to be on there? Like, we don't want you on there until we have like all together, like a setup. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because that leads us to the next thing we wanted to talk about. So our setup, you guys.
Our setup.
Como pueden ver, we upgraded things a little bit, like we told you guys. We've been trying to. We've moved locations. This is our third time
our changing third location. Spot, yeah.
And we knew that we didn't want to have like our friends over or just any more guests until it looked a little bit more presentable and like prettier.
Yeah.
So Yoatsi actually just finished setting this all up a few hours
ago. With my dad and my uncle.
It looks cute though. I feel like everything is very you guys. Like you walk in and you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
We really wanted it to be super like personalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam's like, where's my shelf?
I know. Yeah, that's one of the right up here. But our sign obviously says pretty not smart, but we noticed there's some technical difficulties and we can't fully read the knot. Mm-hmm. But
like the sign speaks for itself.
Dude, for real. All our mistakes.
Well, as y'all can see, we're pretty not smart. I should have thought of that. Like I told him to put white, but I should have known it wasn't gonna pick up. But anyways, we're here. We have our first friend on here. We have our setup. Kind of getting ready to go. So if you guys have any feedback on the setup, please let us know because it helped them.
Unless you hate it, don't say anything.
Yeah, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't comment anything. No, but we're going to start off with the word of the day.
So you guys know that we have our little spelling challenge. And supposedly Addy said that he's like the best speller, that he got an award in middle school.
I did. I was spelling bee in fifth grade and I got third place.
Really?
But you know what word took me out?
What?
Island.
There's no way.
I didn't know there was an S in there.
So then he falls into.
I was like, that's Island.
No, that's our fucking land. Topic that we always bring up, how we're saying how English is so dumb.
Dude, it's so
with like the
dumb.
Random words that are in there. I think Island is like a perfect example. Island.
I literally like, remember the moment they like kicked me off the stage and I was like, I got this. And they were like, your word is Island. And I was like, And I was like, can you use it in a sentence? Literally, and they were like I'm going to the island and I'm taking a beach towel. And I was like,
I remember everything perfectly.
Do it because it was a core memory. I lost my self-respect.
After that, you were like hating yourself.
I know. I'm done.
That's when you became a villain.
Okay, you guys. So I'm going to have both of them spell a word. I already have two. They're kind of hard. Who wants to go first?
I don't know. The paper, scissors, rock.
Okay.
Paper, I'm like...
I'm leaving the pillow. Wait. What do you say? 1, 2, 3.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Put it up your.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Wait, I win. Does that mean I go first or he goes first?
Loser goes first.
He goes first.
Yeah, I just want to go first.
All right. So there's two really hard. They're both hard. Pick either one or two.
A guy comes out and you pick.
Just say one or two guys.
Two. Oh, I knew it. Okay. Your word is
Resfuchsia.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's actually a hard one to spell, and I know
fuchsia.
It.
Fuchsia?
Like the color the fuchsia. Color? Do you know what the color fuchsia is?
It's like a pink, no?
Like a hot like pink.
I thought it was like a red. No. Oh, no, fuchsia is like a really hot pink.
A really hot pink. Fuchsia.
And I'm like,
you gotta make me hot.
Well, you know that fuchsia. Actually.
I'm all spending.
A ver.
Okay.
Am I gonna have to kick you off the stage, babe?
I know. I'm all reliving the moment. I'll start sweating.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'll start crying. I'm like, I like see my mom in the crowd. I'm like,
we all start turning into your family members.
You're all the teacher that did it to me. I'm like,
Sean has glasses on.
I'm like, just staring at you.
I'm all little again.
Little sweats dripping out. I'm like, pobrecito.
Fuchsia.
A ver.
F. You. All right.
Wait. Do you want to like spell it all the way or do you want me to stop you when you mess it up?
Let me spell it all the way.
Okay. Well, he's confident.
Fuchsia. F U S C H I A.
Oh, I actually thought he got that right. I was like, what?
I'll call it
C.
That was so bad.
There's no C in there, is there?
That was so bad. Okay, we're gonna do this in sections, babe.
Okay,
and I'll tell you where you're wrong. Go ahead.
F U S.
No.
Dumb. What is there next?
Kevin.
Oh, F U. That's it. F U C H A. Future.
I'm so confused, y'all.
Okay, it's F-U-C-H. You've gotten that right.
U-C-I-A.
That says Fuchsia.
I'm like...
Fuchsia.
F-U-C-H. You? I'm like futurist. I'm spelling my own different words.
Tell me when you give up, babe.
I give up. I'm sweating.
I don't get it either.
Fuchsia. F-U-C-H-S-I-A.
Be all the syllables in there. A-E-I-O-U.
That was all hard. Fuchsia.
Dude, I would have never imagined there being a C-H in there.
Dude.
That's literally fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck
up. All right, Louis, are you ready?
No, no.
I'm sorry, Louis. This one's hard.
I'm scared. Can I help him?
Yeah, we know. We're together.
Tag team this bitch. Show her.
Okay, the word is nauseous.
That one's easy.
I know this one.
You do?
I'm always nauseous.
A ver.
N A U C E. Puta yare.
No, it's okay. Not.
N A U S E A. Okay, and I was right, huh? I was going good. Okay, N A U S E O U S.
Wow! You still failed. I know. Why are you celebrating?
Yeah. I did better.
Nauseos. That's how you, that, yeah, it's nauseos.
And I also remember a clear memory of when I was younger and I was spelling and shit.
Clear memory or core memory?
Both. Wednesday. Wednesday. My teacher was like, someone's going to get married, so they're going to have a wedding. It's, I don't know how she said it, but I know it's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Oh, like wedding day? Like, yeah. Wednesday. Oh.
Do you guys ever have, like when y'all learn something, it's like a core memory for y'all?
Me is the nines. Like, with the nine multiplication tables.
Oh, that was cool.
You how to put your finger down. So if it's like nine, you know that one?
No.
Oh, my God. So for anyone who needs help out there, so you're going to use all 10 of your fingers. So whenever it's like nine times something, for example, nine times four, you're going to put your fourth finger down. And there's, and whatever's on the left side, that's three.
Oh.
And then whatever's on the right side.
Well, you have 36. The wrong finger down, first of all.
Man, you're like, give me a look.
So, like, so look at nine your hands like this. Nine times three. Put the third finger down. 27.
So, like, that's two and that's seven. So, nine times three is 27.
I don't get it.
I remember when they told me that, and I was like,
that's my core memory.
I cheated.
I used to make, well, they would, like, give us songs for every number.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Like, at one little dumbass.
This one, Addie.
I know the seventh song is like 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, and 69.
If they would have taught me that,
fair lady.
And then the like the two is like 2, 4, 6, 8. Oh, wait, I think it was like that. I'm all making it on my own.
I know. Your teacher's like, I didn't teach you
that. I stopped watching the podcast. She's
like, it's all wrong.
Dumbass.
Okay, so we are going to be playing a little game of who knows me best.
I'm leaving.
Monty's going to win. She wiped your butt.
She did.
Did you ever?
All his raya.
I'm like, just last week she did.
Like my party?
Marrano.
No,
did you
but
ever take care of Louis like that?
Not wipe his ass.
She was like three.
No, I was four because we're 4 years apart. Wait, are we 3 or 4 years apart?
Four.
Four. So I was all younger than Travis. Like, I don't wipe his ass. Couldn't even wipe mine yet.
You were like, what do I do with it?
Chocolate. Like, no, I mean, we just fought a lot.
Yeah, that's how we bonded. Okay. Now we're here.
Maybe
with the
I will win then.
No, I low-key feel like you both have a fair shot because... End the episode. End it right now. I feel like you both have a fair shot because I spend a lot of time with Addie. And even though I haven't known him for too long, I've opened up about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then also, Addie used to watch me on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I feel like some of the questions that I ask you, you should be able to know. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, who was my first teacher?
I don't even know that.
No, okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not that.
But how do we, like, who goes first? Or, like, what if I have an...
So just like, whoever says it out loud.
Just first. Yell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? So the first one, I'm going to start easy. Y'all should both know this one. What is my...
Addie, what's that?
Your show scared me. What is my favorite show?
Drag Queen.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Drag Queen.
That's what they are.
I know.
Wait. Well, it's that one, right?
That RuPaul. One.
Like, that gay one.
He's like, Drag Queen. Like, I'm the queen of drag.
It's RuPaul's Drag Race. But just for quickness, I said Drag Queen.
I know. I don't know who's going to.
I said it first. Me. Look, I said it first. He said it right, though.
Ah, where they at, though?
No. Please.
Okay, maybe we should leave that one to the comment section below. Because she's a like, drag queen.
It's
because
if you were like, what's my favorite food? And I say like, oh, it's In-N-Out. But she's like, a burger. I would have got it right. Because I named it correctly.
You use an umbrella term. He used a specific.
1 point for Addie.
Fine.
Problem solved. Okay. Y'all ready for this one?
Y'all ready for this?
Okay. Where was my first? Oh,
I was like,
oh. I start singing. I'm like, okay, no. Where was my first influencer trip?
Like with the brand?
Just like with, like, influencer?
Miami.
Ooh.
No.
I already answered. No, Tixie's backseat.
Whoever, until someone gets it right.
Mount Everest.
Oh, where'd you go? Wait. It was with your friends? It was Miami.
Oh, wait. Who said Miami first?
Me.
You did. It was Miami. Wait.
My face. High
five. Wait, but no, it technically would be LA.
No.
Everybody lives here.
But it was your first trip because you were in Watsonville. Square it.
No.
It was Watson. I mean, it was LA.
My first influencer trip was Miami with the girls. Why was I thinking Montana?
But I was thinking that too.
That's when you started saying Big Bear and then Mountain. I was like, wait, was it?
But well, it's because that's when Louis hated me. I just
kidding. No, it was Miami. I forgot about that one with the girls. It was a girls' trip, and I was the only Jota Mayor
there. I'm slow right now. I'm tired.
And you should have known because you were supposed to go to Miami, but you don't want to fucking
go. Oh, it's because I had school. Remember?
Boring.
Yeah, I hated it.
Oh, hey. So 2 points for Addy. It's a little.
What do I get if I win?
Nothing.
We make out.
I'm like, please win, please win.
You pay for dinner.
Okay. Abby? Awesome.
Okay. What year did I start posting on social media?
2015.
She's like, I know. Like, I'm like, wrong episode. 20. Wait, no, 20, what'd you say?
2015.
20.
Here do you want. It's all a sound effect.
I'm really like,
wait, you want to see? I'm actually shook that Adam's answering these so quick.
I'm pretty much smart. Okay.
Get her out. Answer to 2 hours. Like, you put Addy in not smart.
He's pretty like fast.
How many shots know?
How do you not know these?
I'm trying to think.
Easy, mi amor. No, mi amor.
How do you get them off?
What the fuck?
I'm on fan page.
We're dating and low key.
We're dating and low key.
They're low key dating.
Okay, y'all ready? Yes. Wait, how about how a lot of people always think that me and Adam are dating?
Wait, for real? Yeah,
especially when we first started hanging out, they were like, they're fucking.
Yes. And they're like, when are you guys going to tell everyone you guys are dating? We're like, what?
We all have the same purse.
Were you both single when that happened?
Ash is all interviewing us now. No, I'm like, she's like, how do you guys feel?
That's the truth.
No, literally, Laura was in the pictures. So yeah. They would think we were even doing threesome vibes.
Yeah. No, remember when we went to that one restaurant?
Which one?
I don't want to think if she listens to this. So I don't. Remember, we went to this restaurant. We would go all the time. And this is when Addy and Laura would invite me to eat with them all the time. And this lady was like, I think she asked them something about me. They're like, oh, he's just our friend. She's like, oh, I thought you guys were like all three.
We were
like, oh, yes. Yeah. And I was like, oh. But just because we were always there and it's always just me.
And me and Louis would have long ass nails. And I was like,
hey. So we're just like always.
I know. Like, we're all holding his arm.
He's like, all your sugar daddy.
You know, we're girls. Like, let's go. But yeah, hella people would think me and Adam were like dating because we were also having like little sleepovers and stuff like that.
Sleep.
But we were. She was like,
yeah, right.
She's like popping each other's assholes. Ew.
The activity in the sleepover.
We're like, ew. We're all getting flashbacks. I'm like, okay. Back to the question.
Okay.
He has 3 points. You have zero.
How many questions are there?
Six.
Eight.
Oh, okay. And I can still catch up.
End your game. There's only five, so here you want no matter what.
I don't want to play that.
No, keep going. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe I'll come up with another one. Oh, shit. At what age?
Bitch, I'm trying to make noise over it.
I know you guys are all making all these noises. I'm like getting confused.
Everybody's like lowering their volume right.
It's like,
they're like, what are we listening to?
Pobrecitos.
Okay. Which was my first video to blow up?
I said first. I'm losing my virginity in fifth grade, sixth grade. Almost losing my virginity in sixth grade.
One.
Wait, the first video that you posted?
I was
like, wait, which one again?
Imagine my first video losing my virginity. No, which one my first video to blow up?
Oh.
Did you ever watch that one?
Yeah, but I forgot about it.
Yeah, that was my first one.
I thought you told me the quinceañera.
No, that was my second one to blow up. The first one was the losing my virginity in sixth grade. I think that one got me to that one got me to 100K followers, subscribers.
Damn.
Yeah.
Overnight, so, huh? You told me.
I think I had like 20K when I posted it, and then it went to like 100K.
That's insane.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, how do I get my plaque? I was already Googling it. I was like, when does my plaque arrive? But yeah, that was my first
one. It's crazy that you're like one of the OG YouTube girlies, huh?
I feel like I've gone through so many eras on YouTube.
For real.
Yeah, that but story sickening. Time was definitely like, I was like considered a story time YouTuber.
Oh, it's when you first like started.
Well, like I just started getting more recognition during story time. And then I think I did like a little story time on my TikTok recently. And then people were like, oh my God, this is throwbacks to when you used to do story times. And I was like.
And then you're sneaking out videos too.
That was like a whole little.
Yeah, dude, like, I love that.
My whole little era of like still living in my parents' house but wanting to do my own shit. That was a whole era.
And they tell us, they're like, can you guys sneak out? And I'm like, it's not the same.
Yeah. Even when we go out in public, people will be like, oh, I just saw your sneaking out video. And yeah. I'm going to sneak out right now with my friends.
Yes, people have told me that. Yeah. But it's funny because like people still talk about those videos now and they were filmed 3 years ago.
Really?
No longer.
That was like 5 years ago.
I don't know.
It's when I lived with my mom. It's a long time ago.
You're right. Oh my God.
Let's sneak out of the podcast.
No one cares. We're like, everyone's like, this video's boring. Okay. So Yahtzee has 3-1. Yeah. Okay, this next one. This is a good one. And let me finish it completely because this is an A, B, or C. So you could either say A, B, or C or just answer it, okay?
Okay.
What did I do when I hit 1 million subscribers? A, did I buy my Range Rover? B.
You jumped off an airplane.
I'm not done with the options.
Ah, you op. She got it?
Yeah.
Or she cheated.
But you cheated because you didn't even give Addy a chance.
But I already knew, babe.
There were rules for this one.
He literally said, wait for follow. Me
to it's because I already knew. Why would I hold it?
She doesn't want you to win.
That counts. That well, counts.
I won, though.
No. That's true. We're 3-2, and he said he was going to come up with another one, babe.
I don't have any. I'll come up with one.
I know.
What's his Starbucks order?
No, I don't.
Yay for Addy.
Press a button and the button will tell you if you win or lose.
Choose one of the buttons.
Yeah, and just press it.
It'll reflect it. I'm like, our setup doesn't work.
It's like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you going to tell us about your BBL today?
I didn't want to.
I think you should.
It's because that's all my comment section is.
I know. I honestly thought you were going to talk about it like last year.
I know. I should have, but I was just nervous.
I didn't know you guys were gonna go along with this. I was like,
me and Addie got the hint right away.
Well,
dude, I feel like we.
I feel like we do that a lot.
Yeah,
we're like, you saw it.
I was like, I saw it. The mosco. Tell them about the mosca in your eye.
Oh yeah, we were at the gym.
Oh, you made a TikTok.
I made a TikTok. I do.
I do.
Rosa, she's not coming at y'all, putting on the head.
Whoa,
the lashes are like. What?
Okay. You're turning into.
Your lashes are like.
Come here.
Oh, fucking alien.
Your lashes are like.
They hit the mic. I'm like, what?
Your cheekbones are all defined.
The little manchitas are.
Manchitas. She said a little manchita.
It was my contour.
I was like, she's like, pale.
His nails are going to go shing, shing.
With a few misty. Just kidding. Okay, no. So.
My ears are hot.
Since we're talking about Rosa, I think this is the perfect time to talk about how me and Yoatsi were fans of Addie.
Yeah.
Before we all became friends.
Dude, you know what's crazy? When Louis followed me on TikTok, I screenshotted it. And I still have it because I was shook.
Aw, Addie. I remember you showed it to me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Louis, look. And then I was like, what the heck?
That's I remember so the day. I literally remember. I was in the dollar store. Aww. And I was shopping for decorations for my mom's little office at her work. Mm-hmm. And I was like obsessed with like looking at my notifications back then. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it, and I wouldn't like notify you whenever you would follow somebody and they followed you back.
Oh yeah. This was TikTok. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I was like, hold up, mom. It was crazy.
Oh, that's cute.
I remember, or do you remember when he first started popping up on your For You page?
I think your literal first video was the one that popped up.
Yeah.
And you were like, the hey, bitch. Did you get for Christmas? Yeah. With the little dulces.
With the little candy cane all sharp.
And then I remember I was like, oh my God, he's hella funny. Because, like, it's hard to find people with, like the similar sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, he's hella funny. So I right away went into your page to go, like, to go see your other videos, that's but then it was like the makeup ones, and then I was like, oh my God. But then you know what's also crazy, how like I think the well maybe you can answer too, we'll put you on the spot, all right? I feel like the majority of people thought Addie was like a girl.
Yeah,
but I feel like me right off the bat, like I knew Addie was like one of the girls. Mm-hmm. Like I knew he wasn't a girl. I knew he was just like, or maybe because I saw your, because even people who saw you with like the makeup thought you were a girl. Mm-hmm. Right? And I was like,
I don't think I ever thought Addie was a girl.
Right? But then, like, that's why right away I was like, wait, Rosa's, like, his character. Yeah. So, like, I understood the vibe, but.
Sometimes I would get, like, genuinely confused when people would think, like, I was a girl. Because, like, I don't know. Like, they never even saw, like, all of me. They would just see this. And they're like, girl.
Yeah.
No, I kind of noticed, too, that he was one of the girls.
Yeah, because, like, I knew it was, like, a character. Or maybe because, like, I looked for your other. And even, like, following you on Instagram, like. Anyways, but yeah, I remember I found your video's sense of humor. So then I was just like, I think the other ones just started naturally popping up on my thing. And then I wasn't sure if like that content was like the content that you were always posting, or if it was just like a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. So then when I saw that you were posting a bunch, I was like, oh my God, these are hella funny.
Dude, they were so funny. You. And I feel like to me, I literally knew a girl in high school.
Same.
That was copy and paste. Mm-hmm. So every time I would watch your videos, I would crack funny. Up because I would remember that girl, literally the stuff you would say, like copy and paste. And I was like, aye, that's her.
Yeah.
So then I was like, follow.
Or the one where you were like, like you're gay? Because you'd be looking around, bitch. Yeah. And have that exact conversation.
What was the one that give me your jungle?
Oh, you got a jungle.
Yeah, those. But yeah, and then I remember
the nurse.
Louis still say we that say one. That,
like, come with me.
Come with me, the nurse.
I'm nurse. Or if we're like gonna go somewhere, I'm like, come with me. No, but and then I remember you showed me one of his videos. And then I was like, oh my God, I see him on TikTok. That
That's crazy. The universe is so weird like that, huh? Like, we're like, how you guys are literally like my second family now, and like we were complete strangers in the beginning.
And like, we lived like in a whole other state,
dude. For real,
that gave me the chills.
I was that like, crazy. I think I told you later, but I was like a big ass fan of Addie.
I didn't believe her when she told me.
No, I was, and Addie didn't follow me. But that's okay, because I loved his content. I didn't care. And he did his first merch launch. Mm-hmm. So I remember, because you were like popping off like crazy, and I was like stressing out the night before, and I was like, he's gonna sell out, and like, mm-hmm, I need to get his merch. I like rarely woke up early to buy merch and stuff, but that day I fucking put my alarm, and mm-hmm, I was like, I'm not missing his drop.
Wow.
And Louis was like, well, he sent me PR, and I was like,
I remember, mm-hmm, you had sent it to me,
and I was like, God, remember,
I'm sorry.
But that was before, like, I don't think she knew that like you and I were like talking.
Yeah.
So she, no, I think you had already bought it. You're like, oh my God, I bought his merch. And then I was like, what? And then she showed me it was your merch, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, he's sending it to me in PR. And she was like,
I was like,
and she's like, well, I still got it.
But I bought your little, I showed him to you, the little brown, yeah, the joggers and the rosa.
That's thing. So dope.
I got the whole cute thing. And I think I got the t-shirt too with the eyes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where, yeah, that one's at, but I did get it.
So crazy.
I got it, and I was so happy.
I know, and I think sometimes for me too, I have like that little like full circle moment, how I'm like, like you told me you used to watch my videos, and obviously I watched yours.
That's
but
crazy.
I think it was easier for us to make friends because we all kind of come from like similar vibes. Like we, mm-hmm, don't, we're not from LA or, yeah, this, mm-hmm, area. So we all came here as like stranded people. Like if it wasn't for my family, like I would also be like, like I have friends.
Yeah.
But like they also have their lives and stuff, so it's a little bit harder. So then like meeting Addie and knowing you were also like stranded here, I almost feel like I could relate.
Yeah.
And then we were both discovering like LA together, and then like, I don't know, just all three of,
okay,
us.
Okay, so now tell us the story of when you guys met for the first time.
Oh, do you want me to say it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, me or her.
I know.
I was in Vegas. I don't know what I was doing. Oh, I think me and Lotto just went on like a little trip for just us two. Uh-huh. And then like, well, I was always talking with Marlene, and Marlene and Louis had already met, and that's, mm, y'all had already went to Miami.
Oh,
when we went with Miami.
With Miami?
When we went to Miami with Marlene, you hadn't met Addie yet?
No.
Shut up.
Yeah. Well, that was the first, well, you remember when we invited Marlene?
That was our first trip with Marlene, and we like, didn't think she was gonna be down to go.
It's because like I knew Marlene. Marlene was cool, and like we were friends, but I didn't know her like that. Like I don't, mm, think she had ever even been to my house yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Yoatsi. So then we were just like, hey, Mar, because we knew she was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were like, hey. So like I even felt a little like weird asking her, because I was like, what if she's like these weirdos?
Yeah.
So then I was like, we're going to Miami. Do you want to come? She's like, I'm down. And I was like, oh, she's down.
And then we saw her at the airport. We're like, Marlene.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So like, yeah, we went to that trip before me and Addie had, yeah, met.
So I had knew already that you guys were cool with her. So then I was like, well, I want to go see them, because Vegas was like very much like kind of boring vibes. And then I had just gotten my surgery, so I couldn't even drink. Oh, so shit. I was like, wait, no, I'm lying, because I got drunk with you that night.
But I remember you saying, you're like, I can have like a drink, but I don't want to drink too much, because like I'm still trying to figure out how like this new surgery is working.
Yeah.
So you had one shot.
Dude.
One. And he was,
I was like, yeah.
No way.
He didn't get like blackout or anything like that, but he was just like so
dude, there was
funny.
All I needed. And I was like, oh shit, Louis.
And we were cracking up. Dude.
So you guys like instantly clicked.
It was insane. Yeah, I was so nervous, because like, I don't know. I was like, why? I still am, but like I was crazy fan, so I was like, I didn't want to come off as weird, and I didn't want him to be like, oh fuck.
No.
So I was like, but I knew we had the same sense of humor, so I was, uh-huh, like, it has to work.
It has to work. He's all planning it out.
I know.
No, but I think in the past, like Addie had been going to LA a lot, and then our schedules wouldn't align, because like we were already messaging about like, mm-hmm, wanting to hang out and stuff, but like we never were able to make it happen, because. Yeah. I feel like when Addie was here, it was like work, because obviously he doesn't live here. So I feel right. like you're coming here trying to take advantage of as many opportunities, mm-hmm, as possible. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I couldn't get on his schedule unless we were going to like work. But then I genuinely
he was booked.
No, literally. And I genuinely wanted to like just get to know him and like have fun.
Uh-huh.
But so then like I feel like the way that it worked out, it just worked out like perfectly.
Literally. That's so cute.
And that same night, Louis invited me to his house. We got even more drunk at his house that night.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It was so crazy.
You guys became besties.
Yeah, and then I remember being like, oh my God, I liked him. Because I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I can pick up on somebody's energy or vibe, like right off
like
the bat.
I'm like that too. You could tell like if this is gonna work or not.
Yeah, literally, like you could just like, okay, like this is gonna be a good friendship. We're like, oh, I don't know if this is gonna work, but no, like I right away felt comfortable and I was like, oh my god, like I want to hang out with him again.
And now literally like every single time it makes me so happy because like, well, obviously you guys know that I don't have any family out here, but every single time they have like a family gathering or like all holidays, they'll make sure they'll like extend an offer to like invite me in Lauro, and like that's just so nice of you.
Well, it's because like my parents too, I feel like my parents love Adam and Lauro. Yeah,
and my parents are like picky.
They're picky with like who comes to their home, who we open our doors with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my mom, every time we're gonna do anything, they're like, van a invitar a Adam and Lauro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know it.
Yeah. And like they feel comfortable, and they're like, I think too, like you guys are so like nice to like my parents too. Mm-hmm. Like even Adam, like he's working on expanding his like Spanish speaking. And like when my mom first started trying to talk to Adam, like there wasn't too many words exchanged because of like the language barrier. Mm-hmm. My mom doesn't really know how to speak too much English. She'll try her best. But my mom will always tell Addy, like, because Addy will go and like practice a lot. So my mom's always like, oh my god, your Spanish is getting so much better.
Every single time I see her home. And
she's like, ya hablas más español every time.
And then Adam's not like shy or like embarrassed to try in front of my parents. Yeah. And then my parents are like, you know, like they understand what he's trying to say and mm-hmm. stuff. So, and then Lauro too. Lauro is so good at like conversating with my family.
Oh my god, yes, and like the best. Yeah.
So they love talking to him, and like I mean, literally right now our family from Mexico is here, and they already like love you guys, and they're literally just they just met them.
Yeah, they met them last night, was it? Or no, at the party bus,
the pool.
But oh, like, the pool.
But I feel like last night was like the first thing they were actually able to like.
I know.
Bond. You guys, they bonded so good last night.
It was fun.
We're all taking shots.
Yeah. But no. I want to talk about the time that I met Addie.
Yeah, wait, when was that? I don't remember.
Oh, you guys are me.
No way, for real.
I'm just kidding. Well, the first time I actually like in person saw Adam, I totally had a fangirl moment. I had told you about it. It was Louis' birthday party, his quinceañera party. I didn't know you were coming. And like a bunch of people came. And I remember that night I didn't really drink because Travis was there. So I was being mom. This is before Ella. And then I just remember seeing Lauro and Adam walk in. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I ran up to Alex. And I was like, Alex. And I was like, that's Adam. That's Rosa. Like, I've always wanted to meet him. And he said, go say hi. And I was like, no. And I'm trying to remember. Did I say hi to you guys?
I don't remember. I got so drunk at your party.
Like, because he got there all late.
Actually. I remember Lauro made me feel a little less, like, shy. So I went up to Lauro first. And I think Lauro was like, let's take a pic. And we took a pic. And then I was like, hi, Adam. And you're like, hi. I was like so shy. And it was cute. But then the first time I actually bonded with Adam was in Lake Tahoe, the Beauty Creations trip.
Bitch, that was fun.
That was like the first time in a long time that I had like laughed my ass off, and I walked out with abs in that trip.
I think that was,
and I was pregnant.
I think that was like the longest I had like spent hanging out with you because we were out there for like a brand trip.
Yeah,
but it was fucking funny. It didn't matter if it was so funny. Super early or super night. We were all cracking up,
and it was my first time being around Louie and Adam for the whole 3 days, and I was like, like, dude, it was so funny.
And like, you
weren't
even like, because you were pregnant, so you weren't like drinking, so everything. Was
no,
just,
I was 100% sober. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's the night I told Adam and Marlena I was pregnant.
Oh yeah, because you felt comfortable.
I felt so comfortable because I was already had like a pretty nice relationship with Marlene, and my belly was showing. And then I was roommates with Marlene, so I was like, "Hey, dude, come here." Like Marlene, and then I told her. Nobody knew on social media. Nobody knew. It was like just close family and friends.
Yeah,
I told Marlene, and then I was like, "Should I tell Adam?" And then I told Adam, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was so shook. And then, like, also, we were all downstairs. It was only us downstairs.
Yeah, it was only us with Marlene.
There was three rooms downstairs, and they put Marlene and Yoati in one, Louie in one, and then me in one. And it was like, hey, Dee, what'd you get for Christmas?
Yeah.
It was really cute.
It was so much fun.
Beauty Creations, do it again.
And I feel like ever since that, I felt like I can go on a trip with you guys anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's when we started going on more trips together, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like after that, I just went like, yeah. Just like all took off. But I also think it's, like, funny how, like, sometimes y'all two will be like, I haven't laughed in a minute. Like, I need to hang out with Louis and Adam.
Yeah, I'll tell Alex. I'm like, I'm depressed. And I was like, I need Adam and Louis around. Because they make me laugh a lot. They're
funny. It's because it's also, like how I say it. I feel like I have a very, like, specific kind of humor. So I feel like when I find someone who, like, understands it, it's no, just like, dude, nonstop.
Y'all are literally, like, meant for each other. Like,
I feel like it's scary sometimes because me and Louis' brain, dude, is wired the
how
same.
It works the same is insane. Like, they'll start with, like, a little story and then they'll start adding and it gets funnier and funnier and funnier and they just won't stop. Like, their brains are literally the same.
Or we'll think of the exact same thing when we, like, trip out.
Or, like, something will happen or somebody will say something, we'll be like, ah, boom, and it's like instantly
the same thing. Or, like, we'll have the same reaction. Like, if somebody says something, we'll be like, like, we take it the same way. Yeah. Or, like, right now, how we have, like, our own little language.
Tell them. Show them your fucking language. It's because, look, like, at this shit,
dude. I'm telling you, it's so weird how, like, I'm waiting for real. I'm like,
we're all holding hands behind here.
Like, I'm like,
no, they're all toesies together. They're all hands and toes.
Talking about I'm wearing Adam's favorite shoes.
Why are they his favorite?
I'm literally wearing them because he was coming. So these are my Crocs, you guys. They're my favorite Crocs.
Dude, okay.
What's wrong with them?
He hates them.
Why?
Well, first of all, the size is insane.
Is that not your size?
Well, they're a little bit bigger, but he says how they're like huge. Size 13.
What the fuck?
I'm pretty smart in Patun.
And Pito.
No, I like wearing these because they're big, so it almost feels like I don't have shoes on, but, like, I just have something so I don't have to step on the floor.
But it's because not giving with his outfit. He'll be all sickening and, like, with the, like, all cute ass fit.
And every time, that's what I was going to say. One time I was like, when I first found out that he didn't like him, I was like, why don't you like him? He's like, they're all big. You're like, so we say they're just, like, all fucking big and shit.
And they're all fucking white and bright.
They don't look white and bright to me.
They're all sucios. So when I wear them out, he's like, change. And I'm like,
last time we were going to go to the mall and he had them on. Ew. I was like, you're wearing those?
Like, turn around.
He made me change. I was like,
I know.
They're my comfy shoes.
Can you start doing that to Alex, please? Oh. Alex is the same.
Bitch, his Converse.
I was going to, dude, I've been telling him to change shoes for over a year. I don't know what it is with him and those Converse. Yesterday on Snapchat, we were working out. I was about to make a video and I was like, can you please go tell him to buy new shoes? But I felt bad.
He has, like, a connection with them or something, huh?
Dude, I don't know.
No,
they have a big old, like a cup.
Huge.
Like, you can see his whole bata, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I feel like it's kind of like with me with, like, my old pantumplas. How they're, like, all messed up, but they're almost like, they're molded already to your foot, so they just feel, like, uncomfortable.
I feel like his butt does smell, though.
I feel
you're the one wee shoes.
And I tell him, I'm like, babe. And I was like, if you have clients, you need to look presentable to your clients. Like, you can't be looking like that. He's like, Mwah. And I was like, you need to look hot.
I pay all for the clients. We're all checking them out.
Wait, do your language.
We're like,
It's because we just understand.
No. Okay, we'll do it.
It just has to come out.
Yeah, but it's hard to explain because I don't really know what it does either. All right.
It's basically, we're not really talking. We're just making sounds. But, like, we know exactly what we're saying.
Okay, well, then make a fucking sound.
Like, if I need the Ramah, I'll be telling Lou, I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah, or I mean,
what is that?
Like, we'll understand.
Oh, does that mean I don't want to be here?
No, I said I want to leave already.
Okay, you're going to do it, and then we're going to try to figure out what you think.
Okay.
I'm scared. It doesn't work that way.
I'll try.
Okay. You're hungry.
You're hungry.
Okay. No, maybe.
What? All right.
Your head hurts.
Yeah. Okay, she's catching. Okay,
wait, let me try.
But it's basically like with noises and like our expression.
Yeah, but it's hard.
But they do it like really often, like super casual, and they'll be like,
and like loud sometimes.
And then they'll be like he'll say it, and then Adam's like, ah! And I'm like, what did he just say? Well, I was being,
or like if there's like two items or something and I grab one of them, I'll be like, he's like, I don't want that one. So I'll be like,
I heard that. With attitude. He's like, I know.
Okay, wait, that was sounding like Men in Black when they're doing the song.
So beatboxing, like,
you did it all perfect. You're all one of the aliens.
I will zip up my face. I'm on it.
It's all just like ostrich. We all put it on the wall. We all put it on the wall for display.
Excuse me.
I'm like,
I look pretty.
Never mind.
We're like pretty ugly.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
Something else that I thought was really funny about them two is that they have little nicknames for each other.
Oh, yeah.
So tell them. I know the funny ones.
Nicknames? I'm like, is that behind my back?
I'm all kicking her under. I'm like, she's like, what do you call him all the time? Like,
no, the ones that you guys told me about.
Which ones? We only have one.
Adam.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Adam.
So first, I started calling him Addy. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was all cute and original. Because I like to come up with a unique nicknames that only I call my friends.
Yeah, what's mine?
And then yours is YOATZILMLBBLNZ. Or just YOA.
Mm-hmm.
But Addy's was Addy, and then I went to Texas, and his friends gave me a wake-up call.
They all call you Addy back home?
They were like, we were here first.
Just one group of friends. But it's only two people, and they call me Addy, too.
But I don't know what happened or what, and they were like, Addy. I was like, oh, they call you Addy, too? They're like, yeah, we've been calling him that forever. And I was like, because I thought they picked it up from me. But
I would have never, like, introduce that name onto like those like social media, so I like that it's like my nickname to a lot of people.
Addy, yeah
Addy,
and then, we all call him Addy now.
Yeah,
and then Addy calls me Louie.
Yeah, but Louie,
and he goes Louie.
Yeah, like that. Louie.
Do it.
Should Louie. We tell them where we got that?
Where?
It's because we were out at a club one time. And I just love me and Louie both. All right. We love recording shit, mm-hmm. like just so we could laugh about. And there was this group of girls that came up to us after the club. And she had a big old buzz ball in her hand. Mm-hmm. And she wanted Louie to have some. So she goes up to Louie and she's like, Louie. Just a fucking buzz ball in his face. And Louie's like,
it's funny because like we literally just record things for like memories. Like we never post these things. Like, well, kind of like when we went to Watsimo and Addy was just being all funny.
Dude.
So like, yeah. So we literally just record like funny videos. And Adam was just recording because we were waiting for our Uber.
Yeah.
We were sitting outside, like we're just waiting, and a big old group of girls just come up to us. And they were like, oh my God, what are you guys doing here? And they're still trying to drink and party. And Adam's just recording, and he like shifts to turn to like his right side, and as soon as he shifts, all he gets is the girl looking at me with the buzz ball. She's like, Louie.
and that, the flash is in her face, and she's like,
the flash is literally in her face, hella up close camera, but she doesn't even like acknowledge the camera. She's just looking at me straight in the eyes with the buzz ball. She's like, Louis, and you just hear me in the back. I'm not taking that shit. I'm not drinking. No, but it's just because I didn't want to drink. But it was funny. So then
that's where it came from.
That's where it came
Louis.
From.
Louis.
And I don't know why I started calling him Addy. But then I'll either call him Addy or call him Arin.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, Arin.
You didn't say Adam.
Oh, yeah. Then I was going to say, I don't know how that one came up, but he was like being like not getting it. And I was like,
what? He was not getting it.
And then he's like, what? I was like, I don't know. Your name was Adam. So then for everything, I'd be like, Adam. It sounds like Adam, but just with a B.
Adam B.
And then what is my Louie? I was going to say, I don't know what Addy calls me besides me.
Oh,
Louie.
I'll be like, whenever you brought up Adam, I was like, Louie the baddest dummy.
Louie the baddest dummy.
So when I started calling him Adam, one time I think I had like a dumb moment. Every time. No, but then he replied and he was like, Louie the baddest dummy. But you actually had some funny nicknames too. They used to call you Yo-Yo. Or
I hated it.
I didn't like that one.
Hola, Yo-Yo.
Yeah, like Yo-Yo. She'd be like,
she's like,
with her cap. She's like,
that's all her hobby. This girl call me Yo Hot Seam.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Yo Hot Seam.
She's like, Yo Hot Seam.
I was on middle school.
You were like, what?
She all like this. She was like, tell them they're.
What?
So you actually used to have a YouTube channel too.
No! How dare you?
Tell me.
You promise.
What
happened? You never gonna bring this up. Tell me.
Tell him. She's our maid of honor.
These are embarrassing. So, we found out we can make videos on YouTube. When we were little mocosas, me and my best friend Julie, we saw.
Oh, Julie, you know Julie.
Yeah. We started a YouTube channel. It's because Julie swore she was a chola.
What was it?
Well, I was Yo-Yo.
Oh.
And I don't know why Julie, I don't remember why her nickname was Taffy.
I.
Wait, because Cranky or Miss. Yeah. I don't remember why she called herself Taffy. Something about a Laffy Taffy or something. And then back in the days when the word lokes was in, like loca.
With like a Z.
Oh.
Lokes. So our YouTube channel was called Yo-Yo and Taffy Lokes.
No, it wasn't and. It was Yo-Yo Taffy Lokes.
Yeah. Yo-Yo Taffy Lokes. If you look it up, our YouTube videos are still there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and Ruby's there like all little.
They're all Y2K. They're wearing like yellow tank tops with like hot pink under.
Dude, I think I deleted it, but I had a yearbook like little review video, and I literally was talking shit about people in my yearbook
and my friend
posted it on YouTube. She's like, fuck that bitch. And she was all zooming in.
I was like, she was a fucking bully. Yeah. Well, I hated him.
Fucking Louis, he gets mad when I call him the Hammy Louis.
With his Louis Naders.
Stop. We'll be in public. I'll be like, Hammy.
Yummy.
I don't like that
one. I like Yummy Louis.
Yummy Louis.
We're all the same person.
That's all happen half.
Wait, did you have? The fucking movie we saw?
Which one?
The weird ass one where the thing copied the
other
thing.
Oh, the one we just saw.
Inheritance? No.
She's like, when are you going to pass it to me?
Exhibition or what?
Annihilation.
Oh, Annihilation.
Did you ever have any weird usernames?
Ew, whenever I was in middle school, I would want to be called Adam Jenner.
Hi, Addy.
I'm like, call me Adam Jenner.
Not even Kardashian, but a Jenner.
He wanted to be Kylie or Kendall.
Wait, why? Just because you liked the way he sounded?
Yeah, and I liked them.
Wait, so do you guys like the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Okay, out of all of them, who would you want to be and why?
So toughy.
Kardashian and Jenner? Or just Kardashian?
No, Kardashian or Jenner. Just the whole family. You want to be Chris?
I always you like her. I feel like I'd either want to be Kylie or Kim.
But just pick one.
Kylie.
Kylie and why?
Because I feel like she's...
She has a fat ass.
They all do. I feel like we're similar in age, so I wouldn't have to mature too much. But like, if I were to turn into Kim, I'd have to be very mature and take care of like 5 kids and a marriage and everything. And with Kylie, I feel like she's just having fun.
I'd be Khloe.
I like Khloe. You'd be
Khloe. Yeah, Khloe's one of my favorites for sure. Why it's Khloe?
Because I feel like Khloe's very fun and like... I like it's a possibility that I can be here.
I know, we're all choosing our character.
Yeah, choose your character.
Like, they're going to watch this and we're like, can we be you one day?
Aww. But yeah, and she just gives me, like, same energy vibes. Like, she's always the fun one. She's always the one that, like, well, her and Kylie are always a trip together. And always fun. I just want to be here.
Wait, can we talk about how me and Addie almost met them?
Oh, my God.
Well, I can't say my character.
She's all interviewing us for her. You guys are mean. Well, you asked us.
Who do you want to be? Rob?
No.
I want to be Kylie's dog.
What's his name? Oh my gosh.
The skinny one?
Norman. It's Norman.
Norman.
Norman, baby. Norman.
Which one do you want?
I want Kim.
Why?
Why?
She started the whole family.
That was crazy.
She had a sex tape.
I have one too.
I just think her life is so sickening. Like, I feel like she doesn't really stop. Like, her hustle is just always there, and she wants to work, and she knows what she wants, and she's like, I'm gonna go after it. Dude,
so do you guys watch the new season on Hulu?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the new one, but I'm gonna.
I watch it and I'm just like, these bitches are crazy.
They're insane.
Like, their life is insane. I'm just like, oh.
I love it.
A lot of people hate on them, but I actually kind of find them inspiring.
It's like, it's interesting to watch. And it's just like, oh my God, that is crazy.
And like how much influence they have, because they'll literally, like, Kim will drop anything. Like when she dropped her beats. The Beats collab, you and Chingay bought some. Yeah. And I bought some for Libby.
Where are they at now?
They're in my office. But they're just sickening. Yeah.
Or like how they have so many fucking businesses.
That's true.
Kim, Kylie Cosmetics. And then whatever happened to Kim's makeup line?
I think she said she was going to like rebrand it, but then she was more focused.
Oh, yeah. KKW Beauty, right?
Yeah.
And then fucking Khloe has Good American.
Good American.
Chris has like all of them under her belt.
And she has a candle, something with candles. That's Court.
All right, my sis.
Courtney has, what's it called?
Oh, Courtney has vitamins.
Yeah, vitamins.
And like how everything literally.
Kendall has the tequila.
Matches them.
Yeah. No, it's really like to them. But when me and Addie went to that event, we were going to meet them. But like we got to see all like their businesses there. And like each room was dedicated to them. And like, I'm really upset that we didn't ask them for a picture.
You guys are airheads.
Inches apart. I literally smelled Kylie behind me.
Like, she smelled good? You are me and Addie, like you're Addie and I'm Kylie. Me, and that's Kylie. That's how close she was behind me. I could have like turned around
and Ariel's like, there.
Yeah.
Dude, did you say hi to him?
I tried to, but I got scared.
It was so nerve wracking. And me and Louis left so pissed. We even went back, remember? Are we supposed to stay?
I know. Oh, I hate it. We left and then came back, and then we're like, wait, is there something else happening?
Like, it's because they made it seem like they were going to give a little speech or something.
Yeah, but they were all just there chilling with us. And
they're just like casual.
We got to see all of them except for Khloe. Khloe wasn't there.
We talked to Chris though.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You guys had a moment with Chris.
It was us two and Chris in the room. And then me and Addie looked at each other. We're like, because she walked in and then we were like, hi. She's like, hello.
She's like, how are you guys?
Really? Yeah, she's probably sick.
Dude, she had a cane and shit.
Oh my God. And I love her too. Like, yeah, she's imagine how crazy she is. She's literally momager.
Dude,
she manages all of her daughters.
She's sick.
But the one I was the most mad about is Kendall. Because that bitch was right in front of us, bitch. We were walking out of the room that they made for Kim. Mm-hmm. And she's like walking, but her assistant's in front of her. And we literally stopped and looked at her.
And she's tall. I had to look up and I was like,
she's taller than you guys?
Yes. She's huge.
Like I literally looked up. I was like, and I'm 5'9".
Oh, shit.
And I was just like, or maybe she was wearing heels. Bad Bunny's like, I don't know. Maybe she was wearing heels. Yeah. But yeah, me and Addie were eggs. Because me and Addie were one of the first people to, like, arrive. So then we were about to, like, walk out of the room. And then she was coming in. So we were like... And they were like, excuse me. Because we didn't say anything.
Aww. And we didn't move. So they were like...
I know. We were, like, all starstruck. We're like...
Oh, I love that.
See other cars, and I was like,
I know.
They're sickening.
That was crazy.
I've had fucking dreams where I'm best friends with Kylie and Kim.
I'm manifesting me meeting them.
Me too.
That would be really
cool. If we got the opportunity ones.
Yeah. You even said that day we were like, it has to happen again. It's just we're about to bump.
All right, it doesn't happen.
Well, it's because I'm going to become a celebrity, and then I'll get you guys in.
We're like, let us know when that happens. All right.
They don't believe in me.
We do, but...
We're like, but
life happens.
But you're old, so your time has passed.
No.
It's
old
me.
Is better.
Old is better?
Oh, wrinkly.
We're all young. Fucking
the grandma Kardashian.
Oh,
we can all still make the things happen.
The mom, right?
The mom of the mom.
Yeah, the mom of the mom.
A la mama.
Mary Jane or something?
Mary Jane? No,
I think that's her name.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Yeah,
Mary Jane Jenner. I mean, oh, she's not a Kardashian or a Jenner.
What is she?
She's an alien.
You're right. She's not a Kardashian or a Jenner.
Mary something.
Did your flashlights on?
This whole time.
You guys talk, I'll figure her name out.
I don't think it's Mary Jane.
I think it's Mary something. Mary Ann.
Okay, what's one celebrity that you guys would love to meet?
Oh, it's Mary Jo.
Oh, you see Mary Jane.
Oh, they call her MJ.
MJ.
So Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Do you guys ever watch Being Mary Jane?
No.
With Gabrielle Union. It's a really good show. I was obsessed with it. But I would love to meet Nicki Minaj.
Nicki.
The queen of rap. That's insane. Imagine meeting Nicki.
Every time they put her in a song, me and a club, me and Addie go crazy.
Dude, it's because every time a Nicki song comes on that she's featuring in and they play it, they never fucking play her part. So it's a miracle when me and Louie here, we're like, oh, Nicki.
We get all excited.
Show Addie.
What?
Yeah, of course.
The Nicki perfume I bought you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the girl from Pitch Perfect.
I know.
Have you sprayed it? It smells really yummy.
I sprayed it once. Yeah, it was really good.
What about you, Yanti?
What?
Somebody you would like to meet.
Myself.
She's like... I'll show you around.
Sorry, babe. No, I think I would want to meet. I would freak out if I saw Bad Bunny still.
Oh, yeah.
Or Rihanna. Or Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
Those are my queens and king.
the party bus.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Oh, the kings and queens. Party bus.
What's y'all's dream blunt rotation?
Blunt rotation?
I don't know.
Wait, smoking paw with them?
Who the fuck is that?
What kind of podcast is this?
Yeah, like, it's because you don't
really... I didn't know it was pretty not high.
Like, high and smart.
It's like pretty high.
Pretty high. You're all changing.
You're like, it's all smoky in here.
It's all foggy.
You don't even have to be a smoker like that, but like, in a dream world, who would you want to be like?
You tell us.
Mine would probably be...
Polly D.
Get crazy. Get
it sounded like he said a Polly D.
Mine will be
Snooki, Polly D.
I'm Audina. mine will be Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said it the other day.
We're all just staring at you.
Nicki and then...
That's not a fucking circle. That's one person.
We're all zoned. We're like...
She's like, these bitches good and chin-check
for me. Natalie.
Mine would be... Hey, yeah.
Miss Fuchsia? Wow. Wait, she's not real. Eddie Murphy then?
When I found out Miss Fuchsia wasn't...
Oh, yeah. She's real. Just kidding.
When I found out Fuchsia was in real, I got so sad.
Eddie Murphy.
I know.
But the fact that he played so many characters in that movie, how did they even make that movie?
Dude,
that movie was funny. I love that movie. Or what is it that we always do? when me and Addie are like leaving or something, or Addie's walking away, we'll be like, and where the hell do you think you're going? Because remember how Rasmisha does that to Norman when he's like leaving?
I'm leaving with Misha. No,
he's going to the water park.
Oh, yeah. My God. With little Miss Skinty.
Y'all did it on purpose. On perfect. When she's like,
yeah, little skinny bitch gonna be there. No, I'm like,
little Miss Skinny bitch gonna be there. And he's like, little Miss Skinny. He's all thinking about it.
I like when Louis goes, go Norman, go Norman.
Norman goes, go Norman.
When he's all such like, oh, it's your birthday now.
She's like, go, go, she's now. Do the which other one?
The one where she's like,
Tuesday, Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday, Tuesday.
No, like when she's like, God damn it, I mean, how long is it going to say when you drive my car through the Christmas tree? Oh,
yeah. That one's funny.
She's like, you sound I didn't make the whole hog. Dude, for a minute, it went away and I couldn't do it anymore. I know. I think Athena had asked me to film a video with her. She's like, let's do like a Rasmisha Norbit skit. And then I was like, oh, and I tried doing it. I was like, I haven't been able to do it for a while. And my voice had disappeared. I was like, ah, you have it. But now it's back.
Oh, my God. If you guys have not seen that movie, Norbit.
We watched it the other day.
It was so funny.
That's one of those movies I never get tired of.
Alex saw it, and he said he did not think it was funny at all.
But then again, Alex doesn't have personality.
I mean, no, you have to.
I hate him. Like, all
right. You have to be, like, open-minded to it.
No, I just think you have to have, I just have to have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking funny. I
and Alex
that movie.
Is the same person that every time I watch a movie, he's like,
oh, here's his last one we watched together.
Oh, he was sitting down
pissing me off. He falls asleep for everything, you guys. You guys know because I document everything. But he even like sat up so he can stay awake, and he was like sitting.
I know, like, all straight. He was like,
yeah, he was literally standing. There's like there's nowhere he could like recline in the back, so he was like,
oh, me and your house. I can do that too, low-key.
One time, Addie slept over at my house because we were, like, all drunk. So I was like, Addie, just sleep over. And then Laura got all comfy in the
couch.
And I think Addie was just sitting down, like, talking to me. And I went on my phone, and when I looked up, he was literally sitting on, like, on my little stool. But there's nowhere for you to put your arms. It's just a stool. And I turned around, he's like,
oh, and he fell asleep,
just literally, like, on his shoulder.
Like,
yeah. And then I came back the next morning all early because I had to get water, and he was like,
y'all left me there. <He's> like,
instead of like getting him comfy, you're like, ooh.
It's because I thought he was gonna like wake up and be like, oh shit, and go to like the couch. He was still there. He was like, Laura, all comfy on the couch.
I know.
Well, I think that's going to wrap up our episode, you guys.
That was really
funny. It was
funny.
Fun.
I got my dose of Louis and Ed done.
Now everyone's going to call you.
No, that. I got my dose of Louis, the dumbest dummy.
The dumbest dummy.
All triple whammy.
I know.
The stupidest, most dumbest, annoying dummy.
I know.
And Ed dumb.
And yours all short and cute.
The dumbest dummy.
I was like... I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and thank you so much, Addie, for coming on our podcast.
Thank you, Adam. We appreciate it so much.
We'd love to have you back. I was going to say,
let us know if you guys would want to see Addie back.
They're like, no, one's an Addie.
Like, we're
never comes back. Thank you guys so much. See you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.